G'day, this is Nurky with the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, this time in the Paranormal and New Age podcast feed. Contributing a little bit to the What is Life After Death Like pod thread. Beware, crazy warning. My belief in the afterlife is similar to the Buddhist belief of reincarnation, with a little bit of apparent craziness added to it. I believe in the theory of non-existence, in that the only thing that exists is the infinite global consciousness and our souls. Nothing else exists. Everything that we perceive in reality is just false. Every time we interact with another person in this reality, we are simply just part of the infinite global consciousness subjectively viewing itself. The infinite global consciousness is the collective of all the entities in existence, all the souls and beings, whatever you want to call them. If we strive for so-called oneness with every other being in existence, we lose our definition of individuality and hence break down the infinite global consciousness. So we will never be able to actually reach that perfection point. Now, in my belief, when we die, we never actually die. You know how when people say that just before they die, their life flashes before their eyes? Well, I believe that just before they die, they become somebody else. It's not, in fact, their own life that flashes before their eyes. It's somebody else's. They create an entirely new existence. Since our individuality in this infinite global consciousness is random and is used to define our existence, it is impossible for our entire life to flash before our eyes because it is just a random sequence of events. Therefore, the life that flashes before our eyes is a completely new one. And because of this, we create a new identity in the infinite global consciousness. Meaning that whenever one person dies, another person is brought into existence at some point in time. Because time is only a relative perspective, that new being could come in at any time in existence. But now here comes the crazy part. Originally, the infinite global consciousness in its boredom created one being. When that being died, or at the point just before its death, it perceived another being's existence, and then a whole new dimension was created with two beings. However, given the quantum uncertainty and randomness principles, they would have not been the two exact same beings as the one perceived by the first being and having been experienced by the first being. Therefore, this means that every time one person dies, an entirely new dimension of probability is created. But that at each and every step in the creation of a new dimension, there is always one more than the previous one. This is infinite global consciousness attempt to define itself as being a component of many separate parts, and to get us to create those parts. As the Christians say, the kingdom of God is within you, being that the kingdom of God would be the magic of creation. When we die, we create a new universe. It's not that much different from a computer subprogram that, when it terminates, creates two new programs. But in this case, it recreates the entire operating system of the whole computer and reprograms it so that it has more efficiency and more sub-programs. In my belief, this system does not include things that are inanimate, i.e. trees, my desk, the wall, the sky, etc. They are simply misperceptions of a false existence, propagated by the infinite global consciousness to allow us to view ourselves subjectively. The things that are able to be part of the infinite global consciousness instead of just perceptions of it are beings which are capable of self-awareness. I'm not just talking intelligent beings, I'm talking sentient beings. This may also include bugs, but probably doesn't extend to amoeba and monocellular organisms. Well now, in summary, I believe that when we die, we don't actually die, we create an entirely new universe. Well, this is Nurki signing out from an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast in the Paranormal and New Age podcast feed.
Infinite Global Consciousness.